This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
And Sheree, we have your favorite fisherman from Grand Isle, Captain Daryl Carpenter, joining us.
Daryl and I go way back, as well as you guys. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, y'all. Y'all sound like y'all having a blast.
Oh, we are. We always do. You got stuff tied down there? How's the wind this morning? I was a little bit concerned about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, Don. I mean, it, we fished right up until Tuesday, right up until the last minute, and then that front came through, and it's kind of messed everything up. It's rough, chocolate belt, you name it. It's, yeah, I've gotten to the age and the point that I'm not fighting it. I'm not going to go try to cross that bay. If you're going to fish out of Grand Isle area today, your best thing to do is launch out of Leeville. You trailer up there. You're a little bit closer to protected water and to some canals, and just beat that closed water up there. And, you know, the protective stuff and work the points and all, it's just like it's wintertime fishing at this point because you just got to hide from the wind. But, man, I'm going to tell you, if you got those pictures I texted you up through Tuesday, they were, good Lord, this was some of the best fishing I've ever seen on the island this past week with really big, nice trout. And they're still out on the beach area. So, I mean, we were fishing right on the coast. We got out of the marsh. We got a break in the wind. And you had to play with them a little bit. You had to figure out how they wanted to present it. But, Lord have mercy, we were catching some. Let's see. I came back. One day we had four people. I came back with 60 trout. I didn't actually weigh them, Don, but I bet you I was bumping 100 pounds of trout in the boat.
Oh. Well, the good news is they'll be back there as soon as this wind cuts down. And not supposed to go any further. It's going to die down a little bit tomorrow and then improve all during next week. And it's going to be a dry and cool week. So next week should be an excellent week for fishing if you can just get that water to clear up a little bit.
Yeah, typically the Grand Isle area where we can keep trout down on the beach depending on the weather. Or when I say down on the beach, I mean in the lower bays and on the oyster reefs and stuff. Typically, we keep trout here until about Thanksgiving, and then it gets cold enough that you know, the lower bays just dry up, and you've got to go up into the marsh and hunt them there. But, unless it gets really, really cold, unless we have a really hard string of cold fronts, through about Thanksgiving, you should still be able to find trout down close to the coast.
Daryl, have you or anyone you talk to, any of your other boats, have a chance to make a run to the newest fishing reef, the Raisin Canes, over by El Cid, and give that a shot?
Yeah, we caught fish on it this past week, not on the reef itself. I mean, they did this reef down a little bit differently. It's not a solid reef. They had that bar, I believe you were out there, that one bar is full of those reefs, those 3D printed reefs. And what they did was they set out five pods in a big circle around the reef. Mm-hmm. So there's five clusters of these things scattered around. And I caught fish on one of them the other day, but the majority of our fish came off of the debris from the old rig.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, fishing those artificial reefs is very similar to what you've done a lot of in the past, and that's fish the rigs offshore. And as you know, you can get on one little corner of a rig, and that's where all the fish are going to be ganged up, and it's the same thing on a reef. It just depends on currents and water movement and where the bait's hanging out.
And look, that reef is going to hold fish because I like the way that they did this because the fish were already there. the fish were there from the old Hotel Cid, and the fish are going to remain there, and it's going to continue to hold fish as long as there's as long as you have rough bottom and all there. And there's a lot of trash on the bottom left from the platform. And what they did by placing that reef there is they have ensured and guaranteed that you're going to have rough bottom there. The only problem we had there this week, we had to end up leaving it. You literally could not get a fish to the boat. I'm talking 18-inch trout, and on the way to the boat, you'd have dolphins fighting over it. And I mean, man, when they come shooting up, you know, like a guided missile, there's just nothing you can do. And once they get a taste of the first one, they're coming back for the second and third, so you just got to leave.
Yeah. Well, that's the way fishing goes. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and get in on some of this good fall weather fishing, tell them how to get you. They can always find you on my website if they're hanging around there at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. But you got your own site and you got a phone and other ways to contact you.
Yeah, Don, just they can also find it at realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. It's getting to the time of the year that we're slowing down, and there's plenty of time to talk fishing.
All righty. Sounds good, Darryl. Thanks for your report, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Y'all enjoy yourselves. Have a good morning.
All righty. There he goes, Darryl Carpenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.